Gary, you satisfied in the end?
Look, we deserve to win that game today, that was clear. And look, we know that the amount of chances that we had and you know, the good chances that we have, that we should have taken them, we needed to be more ruthless. But you know, coming towards the end of the game, when you can easily feel sorry for yourself that it's not your day, to come from a losing position to then gain a point typifies the spirit, the commitment in this group. And as I've always said, every point's going to be vital. And we managed to turn a losing position, which we thoroughly didn't deserve, into a situation where we got a point. So, you know, credit to the players and that spirit. And we've said all along that is what's... That's the main asset that's going to get us out of this situation. We knew, and it still is going to be a huge fight to the end of the season. It's always going to be tight. So no, but we, you know, I can't fault my players. You know, the only thing is, yes, we should have been more clinical.
Sure.
We did have the ball in the back of the net, deservedly, but it got ruled out. But no, look, to keep going to the end and that spirit, that's what everyone wants to see. And credit to the players for that, because we turned a losing position in the end into a point.
And that atmosphere around the players has been generated a lot recently. You could see the fans giving their verdict at the end. They were clearly responded very well to the team again, which tells you something.
Well, I think they appreciate, like I've said, when I come into the club, they want 100% from the players that wear that shirt, and that's exactly what they're getting. And I think that's why they appreciate it. And yes, you know, we all know we should have, you know, deserved to win that game today. It's clear. But I think they appreciate as well the fight and the spirit to the very end, and turn a losing position into a point. And like I said, every point's going to be crucial. So we have to keep backing these players and supporting them and giving them that confidence, which they got. And we go again on Tuesday.
Since you've already made reference to it, we better sum up the goal at the start of the game that you didn't get, which I know Nigel Clough's just been here and saying he couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah. Now, look, it was a fantastic decision from the referee to play advantage. So Jota picks the ball up and makes a touch. It goes through the two defenders beyond them. And yes, it's a foul, but the referee did a fantastic decision and played on. And then what you need at that moment, especially in the situations we were in, you need the linesman to be focused. He clearly wasn't focused at that time. And, you know, Jeremy was, you know, more than a metre onside. It's not even close. So it's completely baffling how you can even come to that decision as a linesman. But he's made it, and it's cost